USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is set to vote on Thursday on a $500 billion spending bill that will give coronavirus relief to small businesses, hospitals, and local and state governments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says we do have to start pumping the brakes, though, on considering another stimulus package.
I think it's also time to begin to think about the amount of debt that we're adding to our country and the future impact of that. But until we can begin to open up the economy, we can't spend enough money to solve the problem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion. Pompeo telling reporters that China had a responsibility to issue a thorough and candid alert to the World Health Organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The nation's top diplomat continues to point a finger at China when it comes to how badly the coronavirus has spread. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion.
It covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month. It censored those who tried to warn the world.
Pompeo says China had a responsibility to immediately issue a thorough and candid alert to the UN's World Health Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day on Wednesday. The president and vice president and their wives spread some dirt on a tree that has been planted on the South Lawn. The president says his administration acted to protect priceless public lands and parks and noted that those areas will soon be reopened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Missouri and Mississippi are both suing China over its response to the coronavirus outbreak, which was first detected in Wuhan last year and has led to more than 45,000 deaths in the United States. Far East expert Gordon Chang says the lawsuits are not as far-fetched as one may think.
Missouri sued the Communist Party, which technically does not have sovereign immunity, but does have a lot of assets around the world. And indeed, we're seeing in Europe this same sort of make China pay movement. So I think something will happen. There's a lot of ways that China's assets can be seized. One important thing, Rob and Jillian, we need to make sure these suits proceed because we've got to deter China from doing this again.
Rob Gronkowski reuniting with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay may have been a shock to most, but not the six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. NFL Network is reporting that Brady told teams that he wanted to reunite with the tight end as he was fielding offers. Fox Sports' Joel Klatt says looking at this from the Patriots' point of view,
I think it's very interesting that they're going to pick up a fourth-round pick for this for a player that's not even going to play on their team. So from their standpoint, this is getting some war chest draft picks to go out there and potentially bolster up their roster for a player that wasn't even going to be there in the first place. So from Bill Belichick's standpoint, I think it's a win. And clearly from Tampa Bay's standpoint, it's a huge win getting Rob Gronkowski to pair with Tom Brady.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.